It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have Lowell Ponte here. And Lowell, you've got an amazing article. We talked about it this morning. You always have brilliant articles to talk about. Of course, you post these articles up where they can be read elsewhere. Your co-author is Craig Smith, who's often with Neil Cavuto and Fox News Business. The latest article, of course, The Left Unhinged, Right, Left, and Two Recent Shooters. So let's go through some of the issues here, because I'm seeing not only a lot of tension between the gun owners of America, who are basically ready to leave their support of Donald Trump, and the NRA, who are under a lot of tension because they're pushed toward background checks and red flag laws. And red flag laws are going to be instituted by local authorities. But, here in California, you mentioned to me on the break that if someone actually even just calls for some help from a psychiatric authority, they can permanently block you from getting a gun. And if you had a previous use of, say, Ritalin when you're a kid, they may block you from having a gun because you're on Ritalin, or you came back from the war and you're depressed for a while and were on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, they can also block you. I had on the program about a year and a half, 2 years ago, for a number of shows, an attorney who was working with 250,000 veterans that already had their gun rights taken away from them. These are people not allowed to buy ammo or guns simply because they had some period of depression after the return from the tour of duty. People need to realize there's unexpected effects here, and it won't fix the problem because these two shooters would have passed the background check. If they're not notified, I'd rather have red flag laws. I have a red box law, where basically you can have a red box in a school or a public place. And if someone's really, unhinged, we need to get them into mental health care. It's not really a gun care problem. It's a mental health care problem. We need to also get rid of violent video games and violent movies like this movie that recently got pulled. It almost got released, called The Hunt. I think it's like treating the wrong problem. It's like, it's like amputating someone's right thumb when they got a fungal infection of their great toe. It's stupid. It's not going to fix the problem. And politicians always think if they meddle, they're going to fix it. They just want to get reelected. But they always want to look like they're doing something, even if it's useless. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, what's particular about this is, say, in Chicago, say, where they have mass shootings every week. I mean, they have 50, 60 people shot every week going on in these places. As many as were killed by both the Dayton shooter and the El Paso shooter combined.
Right.
And yet, that basically gets ignored. The courts have very tough gun laws they could enforce, but for the most part, they nearly kick loose African-Americans who were caught with guns. So they may keep the gun, but it's very easy as a criminal to go out and get another one. They
right.
know most of these are drug turf laws anywhere, or shootouts anyway, that kill people. And when Bill Clinton was president, he had the Centers for Disease Control actually do a huge study of gun crime as if it were a disease. What made that interesting?
Right.
Well, how old do you think an adult would normally be defined as for those purposes? You would think 16, 18,
yeah.
something like that.
Right, yeah.
No. Under Bill Clinton's study, children, gun crime, under the CDC study, was defined as anyone up to and including age 22.
You're kidding.
In other words, the whole study was rigged in such a way to get the maximum number of shootings and killings they could, and then say, oh, this is being done to our children. No, there were virtually no actual children in the sense of 5 or 7 or 10-year-olds that showed up in this study. It was all being rigged for political purposes.
Right.
As a way
to
take away people's guns.
Right.
But
the problem is,
I was making that we discussed earlier, yeah. I said, if you're age 8 and your school teacher decides that, well, you're a young boy, you're rambunctious, you're full of energy, you're doing things, you're hyperactive, as is not at all unusual when boys are 8, trapped in a school situation, then I'll just have you prescribed Ritalin. And then suddenly at age 50, you go to apply for a gun permit for the first time, and you're told, oh, you can't own a gun. You once took psychiatric drugs. Ritalin is what, chemically halfway between coffee and speed?
Right.
I guess the effect of it on hyperactive children often resembles that of coffee.
Right.
In terms of calming them down. But that is absolutely ordinary. In addition, as you say, a jealous girlfriend or boyfriend, a distant relative who doesn't like you, there are all kinds of pretexts people can have just to say, he was handling a gun and he frightened me.
Right.
And that becomes enough. Now understand, we're talking now about one of the most fundamental rights in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. This is not just an ordinary legal squabble. This is taking away your right to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment. And they're saying, oh, we don't need a criminal conviction for that. We really, under red flag laws, don't even need a psychiatrist's opinion.
See, that's scary to me. Ideally, yeah. It would be like somebody reliable, like a school teacher or a doctor, should contact the authorities. Then they do a two-day evaluation first off. Then they decide to pick up the person, do an evaluation in person. And if they are proven to be crazy, they need to comb through their home and make sure the sharpest thing they can have is a pencil. The problem is it has nothing to do with guns. Statistically, hammers and sharp knives, like kitchen knives, kill more people than AK-47s in the country. And people need to start realizing we have a crazy culture. We have a fatherless, families are destroyed. We have toxic kids exposed to toxic vaccines, genetically modified food, aspartame, Splenda, and now scalar radiation from cell phones on the side of their head. We have toxic video games that actually make them not discern reality and imagination. That's why these kids are even videotaping themselves.
Right.
And then we have toxic movies like The Hunt. Yeah. So respond to that, because I think we're really on the wrong problem. We're not asking the right questions. So even when Trump makes a comment,
the video games, which are just one, they're basically what we use to train soldiers to kill people in combat with. So our kids are exposed to games like that now, even before those hyper lethal games were in use. Just ordinary entertainment, television and movies. They figured that a 14-year-old had already witnessed 18,000 murders.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, this is astonishing. and therefore, you just become inured to it, or it does become a game in your mind.
Right.
It all becomes unreal. Add to that the fact that kids are encouraged to use more and more drugs of one kind or another. Oh, that's another thing, of course. If you live in a state benign enough to say, oh, well, it's okay, Johnny, we'll let you use medical marijuana, and you think, boy, that's great, this is a benefit of living in America, until you go to get permission to buy a gun and discover that because you are listed as a medical marijuana user, you're not permitted to buy a gun.
Well, not only that, 7% of people that use medical marijuana, because of their genetics and biochemistry, will become psychotic. They also, and I too was an OCMED doctor, saw as a toxicologist, tons of accidents with industrial equipment like forklifts, driving accidents, where they weren't over the legal limit in alcohol, but they were taking marijuana, and their space-time distance analysis of the situation and their vigilance was definitely impaired by being on marijuana. So the problem I see is that we've created a toxic culture. This movie, The Hunt, just managed to get squashed after it got out that the trailers for it were so awful. But it's a weird culture where Universal decided to make a movie about getting deplorables, grabbing them all across the country and hunting them like wild animals for the elite. I mean, if we had done this, if this had been done where Hillary Clinton or one of the candidates for Democrats had decided to actually be, you know, a play on the idea of a Democratic leader, Hillary Clinton doing it, there would be a massive outcry. But because they're making fun of Trump and saying, hey, we want to kill deplorables that support Trump, it was only after a lot of protests they finally pulled the movie The Hunt. And so what I see, it's a mental health issue, it's a toxic culture issue, it's a fatherless issue. All these issues are not being dealt with by the government. For example, our Social Security system has defatherized in the last 50, 60 years black homes, which were in fact more Christian and more conservative before the social services were taken over in all these cities by Democrats. What I see happening is a toxic culture that's fatherless, and the culture, by the way, the churches are pretty well dead, so they don't give people a lot of hope. They give them false eschatology and foolishness. And they want everybody to like them because they do a certain number of nice things, yet they aren't really behaving like real Christians. You go and sin, and then you get forgiven, and then you're okay. I mean, I see America as an arrogant, self-centered culture that doesn't want to deal with real issues of fatherlessness, violence in video games, and violence in movies and TV, and yet wonders why when you get disturbed children that actually don't have frontal lobe activity. You can test it. I can do a quick scan trained at Lexicore and actually show they don't have frontal lobe activity, and the only part of their brain that's working is the amygdala, we call it, the reptilian brain, the rage control centers. It's not surprising that these kids are violent. It's like they're wind-up toys from hell, aren't they?
Well, you stack on top of that the idea of self-esteem. What they find is today's school kids are several IQ points lower than the previous generations. They tend to be violent. They tend to be full of hate or rage. They tend to be very, very selfish. I mean, selfish to the point of infantilism, which makes them perfect Democrat voters.
Right.
In addition to all of that, they have wonderful self-esteem. They just think they're wonderful. Because we have emphasized, well, Johnny, even though you may not be like the other kids in 73 different ways, still, you're good. And we're patting you on the head. And by the way, we're giving you an award, even though you came in last in the student race. You get a trophy just like everybody else, because we're not going to not give people trophies.
So none of what you're saying is we celebrate people that are failures, and we don't get reality to people and actually select what they could be exceptional in and try to amplify it. And then we allow violence and we have fatherlessness. Because see, but what a father is in a family is, a father is a break. For example, if you have a black father in a family, their kids are more likely to succeed and go to college and get their skill sets and become a plumber or electrician. They're more likely to not be violent and more likely to stay at home with their wife and be a father to the next generation.
And they're more likely to know how to control their violent or other impulses.
Right.
Now they're just taught to let the impulses unleash. By the way, I do want to correct one thing. I want to emphasize the Dayton shooter was very religious. He was a Satanist.
Oh, my.
He also was a leftist. He oscillated daily between being a communist and a socialist. He was a supporter of Antifa, the violent terrorist gang that is kind of like a left-wing version of the Ku Klux Klan.
Wow.
That goes about masked attacking people. He had been a heavy, heavy drug user with an African-American friend who helped him acquire certain of these weapons and the giant 100-bullet drums he was shooting with and so on.
Wow.
And probably best of all, he was a major supporter, a wildly enthusiastic supporter of Elizabeth Warren.
By the way, Elizabeth Warren has now gone up.
What made Warren so very interesting in this regard? No sooner did she hear about the shooter in Dayton than she began, and I mean within minutes, the bodies were not even cold. She was raising money for her campaign with his shooting. And yet the media very conveniently doesn't mention that he had been radicalized by her, that he was killing people because of her.
And what was it, why was he killing because of her? What was the rationale in his crazy mind?
Well, I mean, he had that kind of left-wing mindset that she is always spewing. You notice that she is always frenzied, always frantic, on the verge of screaming, very emotional about everything.
Yeah.
She doesn't deal with issues rationally.
She's always on a rant. She's always in a psychotic rant, like, you know, if you don't believe me, we're all going to die. And it's like,
And she's very offended if anyone disagrees with her. She gets almost berserk.
Well, those are criteria we have in a psychiatric unit of somebody that's mentally ill. I mean, these are...
Yeah, to get back to your original question of why did I write the column,
right.
I wrote the column because although the media doesn't want to talk about the Dayton shooter, who basically, if I may quote the now deceased Toni Morrison novelist, what she said about Bill Clinton as the first white president, he contained every trope, she said, of blackness. He played the saxophone and so on.
Really?
But no, what we can say now is the Dayton shooter contained every trope of being a young leftist.
Wow.
Or a young left-wing Democrat in America today.
That's what they are now, isn't it? Violent. If you disagree with them, they get violent, right?
Do you have... have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And I got a burning question. Why do you think Trump is making things that make his base a little bit nervous? Why do you think he's trying to push the NRA to push, you know, increase background checks or red flag laws, when really they're going to be put in by states and local authorities? And here in California, the red flag laws are already so bad that if you've even called in to get temporary help for a mental health issue, you can be blocked permanently from getting a gun. And it's not just guns, it's also non-lethal weapons. I'm sure, for example, last Thursday I talked about this, the idea maybe of an invention of three types of non-lethal weapons. One is a pepper spray ball gun that can shoot a much longer range. I couldn't believe it. I went the next day and I actually checked online at Amazon, and you can actually get one for about $300 roughly that has a range of 150 feet. Now, of course, if you hit somebody directly in the eye with them at 20 feet, you might knock their eye out. But if you hit them on their body, it's going to knock them down, or you can put one of the knockdown agents in there. You can also have infrasound. I know that the infrasound cannons are used on ships, et cetera, to knock down pirates when they pass through pirate areas in the Middle East and around Africa. And we can have a local handgun based on infrasound. We can also have a scalar technology to knock down people using basically affecting them, their disruption of the nervous system that wouldn't kill them but would knock them to the ground. Neuromuscular blocking or something like that. What I see happening is that the government, it includes, by the way, even Trump, when he's talking about increasing red flag laws, this is not going to fix it. We have mental health problems. About 25, 30 years ago, they closed down a lot of the mental institutions, and there's a lot of crazy people out there. I had time to talk to the director of product development and programs at Air Force Academy back 25 years ago, and he was very concerned that when they start these Atari games for training pilots, that they couldn't turn off the kill reflex. So we have kids out there that are mentally damaged by vaccines, bad parenting, toxic foods, etc. And then they're exposed to toxic video games and toxic movies, and we wonder why these mentally ill kids who, their friends like the shooter in Dayton, not only a Satanist, he told his girlfriend he had a rape list and a kid hit list. I mean, why do we make this a insoluble problem when it's, the solution is smacking us in the head like a 2x4? It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is, but we've created a medical and a social establishment that favors medication. It's so much easier for a doctor to give somebody a pill than to find a more rational way to treat them. It's so much easier for a teacher. Well, I remember, God, when I was a journalist in Washington,
right.
I remember writing an article called "If You Can't Lick 'Em, Dope 'Em." Teachers were told they could no longer use corporal punishment on disruptive students in class, but you can order them to take Ritalin. You can basically give them the technical equivalent of tranquilizers,
right?
Which is actually more abusive than just whapping them on the butt a couple of times. But that's the kind of world we have come into. I mean, the pill is just the norm. What, more than a third of all Americans are on medication?
I heard it's actually up to around 45% are on some form of psychoactive medication, whether it's a benzo, an antidepressant, or an anxiolytic. And these are toxic drugs that can alter your brain chemistry and receptor pattern for years.
Well, I'm including certain kinds of pain relievers, too, that are not intended to alter you except to just make you feel less painful. But, of course, pain comes from living in an absurd, overtaxed, overregulated society to begin with. In any event,
right.
We have the
So you're talking about not just physical pain, but psychic pain is what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or spiritual pain.
Right.
Why does someone declare himself a Satanist?
Right.
Why, when we have a society so twisted by hate, for example, that the response of Congressman Joaquin Castro, the brother of Julian Castro, who's running for president, in fact, the identical twin brother,
right?
They were both fathered by, one was born, let's see, Julian was born 1 minute earlier. Their father never married their mother. He was a Communist Party member. She was an activist involved in creating one of the racist versions of Hispanic activism in the southwestern U.S., one of these Marasa-type political parties that said it's our race versus the white race and so on.
Really?
And so that's the environment they were raised in. That's the kind of values they carried genetically with them. But in all of that madness, what did Joaquin Castro think was appropriate in the wake of the shootings? Well, he started to dox Trump donors. In other words, anyone who had donated money to Trump's campaign in San Antonio, El Paso, and so on, he began just publishing the names of the donors.
How did he manage to get the donor list?
So that Now, mind you, this is in a context where they are supporting Antifa, which goes around violently attacking, in some cases even trying to kill Republicans or conservatives.
Right.
And so their idea of a proper political response is to attack you if you're having dinner with your spouse at 9 at night in a restaurant. Their response is to attack you by putting out your personal address, which can then be found by terrorists. In the case of Tucker Carlson of Fox News, for example, an Antifa group went to his house when he was away at work.
Right.
Only his wife and children were there. They kicked down the kitchen door. They said, we know where you live. We know where you sleep. We know how to make bombs.
Well, you know what I would say in an industry that's going to start cropping up?
This is the Democratic Party today.
Yeah, let me tell you what an industry is going to grow up. You're not going to just have private guards that people hire, which they can. But you're going to get special what we call adversity technology. In other words, you're going to have things like an infrared sound camera that can actually pick up with even AI and identify you're not a welcome person and then hit you with a EMP or some other, you know, high-energy sound. So it'll paralyze you if you're within 100 yards or 200 yards of the home. And people think, well, that can happen. Of course it's going to happen. I mean, it's a matter of industry.
It'll happen, but you can get sued for it.
Well, I don't think so. I think what you're going to find is they'll sue. But here's the other side of the equation. I mentioned this repeatedly, and I had him on the show, Dr. Fred Graves. The biggest problem in America is we don't have pro se litigants. Our biggest problem in America is 85% of our representatives in government are attorneys. Now, the attorneys are the BAR, B-A-R Association, which is the British Authorized Registry. And if you have to go back to the Magna Carta, the BAR Association means every legal institution in all of the Western nations, including the First and Second World, are all members of a Masonic order of some kind. They're all. And they are mainly protective of themselves and their power control, which is why when, you know, we hear, you know, angry, we call Bernie Sanders Claus or Warren saying they're going to get free health care. Does that mean they're going to get rid of malpractice suits? Does it mean they're going to actually get rid of state licensing authority that maintain protocols that are dangerous to the people? No, I don't think so. And the problem is, you see, they want to tax the middle class, so the average middle class will pay anywhere between $12,000 and $18,000 more in taxes for inferior health care, and they'll take away their health insurance plans. Where they've already made deals with, say, their union to reduce their wages so they can actually afford to pay for health care that they have control of, and they're not going to get a cut off or told they can't see a certain doctor or get a certain treatment. The problem is, I see, is we have totalitarian control freaks, which are mentally ill. Elizabeth Warren is mentally ill, obviously, by Bernie Sanders Claus, who's a communist. He actually had when he got married, he actually did his honeymoon in Soviet Russia. We have to start understanding
and
these control freaks.
And then Bill de Blasio, who is still a candidate, had his honeymoon in Cuba.
Right. People have to understand that these people are not normal. They have this attitude, even if they're inferior intellectually and not nice people, that they always have the solution, and if you disagree with them, you deserve to have some form of violence against you. Now, you know, I've had to deal with people that want to threaten me, and periodically that's a really unwise thing to do. I had one guy actually last year decide, and I found out his name because he read it on my Facebook and actually said his name. So I threatened him back. I said, you know, I really don't want to harm you, but if you actually try to harm me and my family here coming to Vista, California, it's going to be unpleasant how you're going to end. And all of a sudden, all of the threats stopped. You know why? Everybody even said, oh, you can't say that on air, Dr. Deagle. I said, of course I'll say that on air. People have to understand this. If even the police, and again, remember the special forces were told by the governor of New York State about 3 or 4 years ago, they wanted to start seizing guns of vets they thought shouldn't have guns. Maybe they had some PTSD or some other reason. The SWAT team actually met with the governor and said, you know, the first home will get the guns. The second home, they're going to shoot to kill us. They'll have armor-piercing weapons on the roof, and they'll do stuff. So people need to understand that there's a point at which society is not going to put up with this. And unfortunately, the Democrats and Antifa don't realize at some point if they keep on attacking people on the right, they're going to have people with concealed carry permits and other things and lethal and non-lethal weapon systems. And a lot of these Antifa people are end up either getting permanently injured or dead. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see fellow Americans, even if they're mentally ill or violent or crazy, dead because they think that this is an okay thing to do. I want to see people dialogue and find solutions, like how can we make health care for everybody? And then when I hear people making statements like even Hannity saying, well, we don't want to afford health care. Look, you already have a law that anybody, even visiting from Angola, gets sick, can go to our emergency department. I started practicing in Georgia a few months after that lock, and the nurse took me and said, Dr. Deagle, come by. You're a nice guy, Dr. Deagle. I'm going to tell you this. She told me a story about how people, a few months earlier, would be strapped to a gurney because they didn't have insurance and left to bleed to death after a gunshot wound outside the emergency room doors because it was okay then. You couldn't bring them inside, otherwise you had to take care of them. And the hospital had to absorb the cost. We already absorbed the cost. We need to have a system set up so we have a room aside in the hospitals to take care of people where they see an appropriate doctor. But we don't need to have a system that's so damned expensive with malpractice and all the other foolishness and so on. And we also try to block functional medicine. The EFSA in Europe, the European Food Safety Authority and Codex, is constantly trying to make sure that functional alternative medicine doesn't happen.
Yeah,
they want to have the drug control. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, quick footnote. The number one financing group or contributing group to the Democratic Party is organized labor. The number two contributor closely behind is trial lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
Who just love having every possible environment that allows them to sue.
Right.
Or collect money.
Exactly. So I don't see the Democrats will lie and say, well, they're going to do this. Well, if you even expand health care, say 20-30% and include all the illegals, and again, there's hundreds of millions of people around the world that want to come to America. And if you're sick, for example, one of the things that Trump has done recently, and I don't know how he's going to accomplish it, if you look like you're going to be dependent on the system you're trying to immigrate here, you're not going to get a green card. So,
By the way, a secondary footnote. How do Democrats make money or why? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the future of the Democratic Party,
right.
Told. We now have the data from her fundraising for the first half of the year.
Right.
Guess what it shows? It shows that she is the single most successful fundraiser. In fact, she raised millions.
Wow.
At least a million of which was skimmed off the top by her now former campaign manager and has disappeared. But, of course, that will never be enforced. But the point is, Ocasio-Cortez has had how many people from her own congressional district contribute any money to her at all, even a penny? Answer, 10 people.
You're kidding.
10 people in the Bronx and Brooklyn, which incorporates her district. That's all who have contributed to her. And we call this democracy, when in fact your congressman is owned by people outside your congressional district.
Wow.
So who do you think they obey? You, who voted for them, or the people who actually give them the money?
Wow.
And therefore, does your representative really represent anything? I remember when Tom Foley was running from Spokane, Washington, he was Speaker of the House, and he was getting 98.9% of all his campaign money from outside the district. That is what we now call democracy in America today.
Well, actually, I've changed the term.
Which is why people know nobody trusts the government anymore about anything.
I call it demonocracy. That's why we need pro-se litigant action. If people followed and got the How to Win in Court course, which we have a link on NutriMedical on our drop-down menu, if they start filing against their politicians like Ocasio-Cortez and the drug companies and the state licensing authorities and everybody else, we would tie them up in court and have it appealed to death. And the legal system itself in this country is the liability. And now you even hear the Democrats threatening that they're going to change the Supreme Court because they don't like the fact the Supreme Court would actually rule that the Constitution is not a living document that can be changed on opinion, but a fixed document that needs to deal with our rights. And so that's what we have. If you order the Constitution, you get a couple thousand pages of all the legal decisions based on the Constitution and Supreme Court rulings, etc. And, you know, when we look at this, I call Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I changed her name from Bader to Gator, like alligator. And she's a good example of an activist judge. So we have a system that, to me, is broken. And the only solution is pro se litigant action. It's not voting. It's not protesting. You can get...
By the way, in the next Democrat presidential debate, watch for a new entrant called Tom Steyer. Who ran a hedge fund and made billions by selling coal mines, and private prison companies.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And we're coming back. So we are back with the amazing Lowell Ponte. And Lowell, this article will be posted up on hour 2 today at our WordPress, which is our link directly to deagle-network.com. You also post the article up on other sites as well. Where do you post it?
Well, it originates on WorldNet Daily, WND.com.
Right.
And my column is up Mondays.
Right, right.
If you want to see it, it's a fascinating thing. But the point is, the left has not told you that the shooter in Dayton, Ohio, was a hard leftist. They didn't give you anything of his background.
Right.
They didn't tell you about his links to Elizabeth Warren and so on. Just as they didn't tell you much about the person who shot a leading Republican a year ago was a Bernie Sanders supporter and enthusiast.
Right.
But what's interesting is they have demanded that the right show proper repentance and shamefulness at the El Paso shooter, who was clearly a racist, they say.
Right.
And therefore, it's Donald Trump's fault. Well, boys and girls, racism is not a right-wing philosophy. Racism is a collectivist philosophy, and therefore is practiced on the left. I mean, who is the most racist party in America? The Democratic Party.
Right.
It's the party always appealing to one race and pitting them against another. And that's been their entire history from the founding of this country.
I got a new term. Instead of calling it racism, what do we call them? The Tribalism Party. Because if you set up tribes and you actually have multiple tribes, then you're going to have to manage the multiple tribes. And it's not really race they want, because they even have, for example, Hispanics that are Americans that actually immigrate here properly against other Hispanics that are coming up from Central and South America. Or if you're black, you have people from Angola and Africa coming here. So you can't just call it race. It has to be more about tribalism. We have Americans that are Hispanic. They're very much in favor of Donald Trump and his immigration policies, because they're going to lose their jobs. They're going to also be in danger.
By the way,
because
a lot of Hispanics are blue-eyed and blonde-haired.
Right.
And it's not a racial thing.
Right, but I'd rather call it race. I'd call it tribalism. And the Democrats push tribalism.
Okay, well, you can call it either one. My concern is that right-wing thinking in this country is individualist.
Exactly.
It believes we are each a unique creation of God. It is the highest level, as Ayn Rand said, of admiring difference in people is not favoring one race over another. It's favoring an individual because of his or her unique God-given qualities.
Right.
But of course, the left doesn't do that. The left doesn't think you exist as an individual, and if you do, it would just as soon kill you as let you live. The left cares which groups you belong to. Are you a black? Are you a lesbian? Are you a proletarian as opposed to a rich person and so on, or a bourgeois? In other words, they have these little shoe boxes that you fit into, and they see you only as belonging in a shoe box.
Well, what do you think about rich
Therefore,
people running
if you're a black,
there?
You're expected to follow their politics because they own black people. They did 200 years ago. They do today. That's how Democrats think.
Just before the break, you mentioned Tom Steyer and how he made his money. And how can somebody rich, who did all the things he does, run in the Democratic Party?
He has just under $2 billion.
Yeah.
And Tom Steyer has bought his way into the next debate, presumably. He's very, very close at this moment.
Right.
Because the Democrats have created a procedure that lets you buy your way in. And how did he make his money? As I said, by being a hedge fund manager who invested in coal, coal mines, and private prisons, three things the left hates. And yet, Tom Steyer, because he is a total ego freak, it used to be that rich people in this country had the decency to simply buy the politicians, but let the politicians do the politics.
Right.
With 10,000 different strings pulling on them like puppets. But now, egomaniacs like Tom Steyer, they want to be the boss.
Wow.
They want to be the president. They want everyone looking at them and applauding. And by the way, he's waited now till the third debate even to bother getting in, because he didn't want to dirty his hands competing with all the little poor Democrats in the race.
Well, actually, the little poor, some of these ones had very little votes, but they actually tried to come up with common sense statements. Even Hickenlooper and some other Democrats, you know, called to term some of the crazy statements of these are not winning strategies to get elected at all. And they're not getting
any Democrats.
Yeah, and these are Democrats who are actually raising these issues because they actually have a heart and they have also a head. You know, they're not like, you know,
Yes, but when Hickenlooper was first asked, he had become a politician out of being a businessman.
Right.
And making a lot of money. He was asked, are you opposed to socialism? And he refused to answer the question.
Right.
Because the Democratic Party is now so hijacked by socialists. I mean, it's not your grandfather's Democratic Party anymore. It is now very close to being a Marxist political party. And what makes this interesting, as I was saying, is even the El Paso shooter was a fanatic environmentalist who wanted to stop Mexicans not for a random reason, but because they were wrecking the environment in the country. Well, in fact, here is a statement from him in which he sounds quite a bit like the leftist Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. Our lifestyle, said the El Paso shooter, is destroying the environment of our country. Corporations are shamelessly over-harvesting resources. Most of y'all are just too stubborn to change, so the next logical step is to decrease the number of people in America using resources. If we can get rid of enough people, then our way of life can become more sustainable. I mean, this is Adolf Hitler, a double collectivist. He was a collectivist racist, and he was a collectivist national socialist, which is what the term Nazi is a contraction of.
So he's the ultimate result of the crazy dialogue going on in the Democratic, I'll call it the Demon-Ratic Party. And Ocasio-Cortez, I call one was absent of cortex. And the way she jabbers, and then you see Elizabeth Warren, if you don't do this, da, 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 and she's angry. She's continuously angry in her rage. And what's amazing to me is with these primaries, she's now up head-and-head with Biden in some of these polls. You're kidding. Biden, who's basically pre-demented, and she's crazy as hell. The Democrats, to me, are committing geopolitical suicide. If there's rational Americans, and by the way, if America does vote eventually for the Democrats, America deserves to be destroyed. Because ultimately the Democrats are so insane, there won't be an economy, there won't be new industry, we'll be stomped on by China or anybody else. We won't have borders, we'll go bankrupt.
And let's look at a couple of quick examples of insanity. Oh, by the way, a lot of these kind of issues Craig Smith and I discussed in our book Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Yeah, exactly.
The good news is, as a Dr. Bill listener, you can get this book absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. We'll pay for the shipping, the book, and everything. And all you need to do is call a toll-free number, which doesn't cost you anything. Call 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. Just days ago, Chris Cuomo of CNN went berserk. I think he was, what, in an airport?
Right.
In any event, he was with his family, and someone came up and asked if he could take a picture with him, Fredo. Fredo being an expression from The Godfather, meaning basically the dumb, the weak brother.
Right.
And, of course, Chris Cuomo feels quite guilty about that. Both his brother and father were governors of New York. He is a lowly propagandist on CNN.
Right.
So what did Fredo do? He went into an insane, screaming rage and said he would throw you down these stairs like an effing punk. Well, I mean, what does that tell us about the nature of Chris Cuomo? Maybe the same thing we're told when we learn from CBS.
Right.
That Jeffrey Epstein, who was found dead, of course, was discovered or was heard shrieking and screaming in his jail cell early in the morning while nobody noticed how he was dying.
Right.
Well, if he had something around his neck, he wasn't shrieking
right, to
be heard. Now, this is reminiscent of James McDougal, the guy who was in the Whitewater conspiracy with the Clintons long ago. He was in prison. He was within a few hours of being interviewed by Ken Starr's investigator. And lo and behold, he was suddenly taken from his jail cell and put in a solitary confinement cell where nobody could hear him scream. And that morning, he was found dead of a purported heart attack. Of course, that was the ruling of Jocelyn Elders, the Surgeon General of Arkansas, as she would later be of the U.S. She once ruled that of the 56 cases of Arkansas, mysterious deaths of people who could have incriminated the Clintons in one way or another, she found one who had committed suicide, that's what she ruled, who somehow shot himself in the head, not once, not twice, but five times.
You're kidding.
I want you to find someone who's able to shoot himself in the head five times while committing suicide.
Wow.
But that's what the essence of the not worth a bit of trust government we have today is. If you're part of the deep state, if you're part of the government, you can get away with anything. And if you're not, you can be convicted for no crime at all.
Yeah, you know that my lawyer friend, my cousin, used to say we can prosecute a ham sandwich.
Of course.
Yeah, it really is getting ugly. To me, The answer is pro se litigant action, because people say, oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can. Because you can tie up courts, you can appeal, and everything is put through eventually the law. I mean, the lawyers, the Congress, the Senate, ultimately their control is the law. And their biggest problem is how do we put...
The judges say it is, and the judges are appointed by people like Barack Obama.
Right. If you use pro se litigant action, you can tie these up people and force them to actually suspend their activities. For example, right now they want to push red flag laws. Depending on the district you're in, here in California, you made a very good point before the show today, that if you've had previous mental health problems or even just asked for help, or previous were depressed and when you came back from the Gulf Wars and you're on antidepressant for 6 months, you may never be able to get guns. I had a lawyer I had on the show a few years ago that more than 250,000 of former military forces people can't get guns because they had a period of depression after return from course of duty.
Yeah. In other words, so the most patriotic and decent people in the country are denied the right to have guns.
And they don't want an endorser to train young people because you've got somebody with, say, 3 tours of duty, and they're, say, in their early 40s. They could easily take 20 or 30 young people and train them up in 6 weeks to become a militia.
But of course,
they don't want that.
Of course, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were happy to say, we don't need guns here in America. Well, my response to that is, if we don't need guns, then why don't you get rid of all the weapons carried by your Secret Service detail?
Exactly.
Because you know, under their coats, their Secret Service detail has enough firepower to kill literally thousands of people
right.
if they were attacked. But they don't need it because we don't need protection.
Yeah.
So why don't they lead by example and disarm themselves?
Well, that's not going to happen.
That is never done with the ruling elite.
Just like Nancy Pelosi with the walls around her home and so on. They're not going to take any illegals into their home. They're not going to actually open their doors up just like they want the doors of the nation opened up. And, you know, if here in California where I talked to my wife's hairdresser, actually, she made the statement that, hey, I can't afford insurance or copays. But I hate the governor, even though her mother's involved with Democrats and the government up in San Sacramento, because the governor has spent $90 million to pay for health care for illegals. Well, you know, why don't you make things more affordable for the average person so you don't have an underclass in California? We had 6,000 people in San Diego County, and 600 of them died last year of hypothermia. Did you know that? 600 hypothermic deaths.
As we libertarians put it, the Democrats rule by a simple mechanism. They break your legs, and then they give you a crutch.
Whoa.
That they can always take back.
My.
They force you into dependency through high taxes, regulation, and so on, so that you can't support yourself, but then they support you in a way that they can withdraw at any moment.
My. The face of evil, isn't it?
Give you a crutch.
Amazing book. How did they get it again? What's that phone number, Lowell?
Oh, for the free book, 800-630-1492.
Coming up in hour number three, Jerry Barrett from Power of Prophecy. Lots of topics to cover. Coming up tomorrow, we have Gary Richard Arnold in hour three, Pastor Carl Gallup's on twice a month. And amazing. Do ask questions. Call in live, 818-818-6401. But stay on topic. Ask great questions. Don't seek the answers right away. Seek the better question. Thank you, Lowell. Amazing show.